Night is Monday night, December 17th, or 5th day of the month of Teves. This is the Gemara share. We're up to Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, we're going to read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah deals with two halachos. We're going to deal with one of them tonight. The one that the Gemara is preoccupied with. Says the Mishnah, Hahalel v'hasimcha shmoneh. If the beginning of this parak, Lula v'arava, detailed for us how many days each mitzvah of the Yontav of Sukkah supplies. So if you remember, the first Mishnah was Lula v'arava shisha v'shiva, depending whether the first day of Yontav comes out on Shabbos or not. First day of Yontav comes out on Shabbos, there is no lulav. So as a result, there would be lulav, because Bizman HaMishneh, lulav overrides the Shabbos. So you would have lulav for 7 days. If the first day of Sukkot did not come out on Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos Chol HaMoed, they would not take the lulav. Hence, lulav arava shisha v'shiva. So now the Mishnah moves on to other mitzvot. Ha-halel v'ha-simcha shmoneh. The obligation to recite halel is not only during the Yontav of Sukkot, but all 8 days, Shmini Atzeres as well, halel is to be recited. So too, the mitzvah of simcha, of simchas yomtov, is applicable not only during the 7 days of Sukkot, but the 8th day as well. Despite the fact that the Torah makes no such reference that there is an obligation of simcha on the Yontav of Shmini Atzeres. The Torah writes, Usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem shivat yamim, 7 days. And that's what the Torah writes in Vayikra 23, verse 41. I told you I'm going to give you a test. You have to know all of Perek Kaf Gimel of Sefer Vayikra by heart, the parsha of the Moadot. Then the Torah repeats again in Devarim chapter 15, when the Torah describes the Shalosh Regalim. We always read it the last day of Yontav, Kol HaBechor. In the last day of Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot, the Torah says, V'hayisa ach sameach. So it's only the days of Sukkot. So the Gemara will tackle that problem. Says the Mishnah, Melamed shechayev adam behalel ubesimcha ubechvod yom tov ha'achron shechag kishar yomos achag. This teaches us that one is obligated to recite Hallel, obligated to provide an element of Simcha and Kvod Yom Tov for the last day of Yom Tov, just as one would be for all 7 days of the Chag. So there is zero discussion here on Hallel. We will elaborate next week in Yirtzeh Hashem. Tonight we focus on the second Halacha, V'asimcha. Let's read the Gemara and see that this is a titanic sugya debated by Rishonim, which we will see tonight. How do I know that there is a mitzvah of simcha on Shmini Atzeres? The Tana Rabbanan, V'hayisa ach sameach, l'rabos leila yom tov ha'achron. The phrase V'hayisa ach sameach teaches us that there is a mitzvah to include the 8th night of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, for the mitzvah of Simcha. What word indicates the drash? Ach. V'hayisa ach sameach? It could easily have said v'hayisa sameach. What does it mean, ach sameach? But you should be sameach. So the Gemara uses that as an opportunity to darshan and tell us that you're obligated to be misameach on the night of the 18th, of the 8th. I think I mentioned in passing, the Gaon comments that the word ach throughout the Chumash is lima'et. Kol achin v'rakin shebatora einon ela lima'et. Come to exclude something, not to be marbe something. I'll give you the most famous illustration. The Torah writes in Shmot chapter 12, Ach bayom harishon tashbitu se'or mi batechem. Ach bayom harishon tashbitu se'or mi batechem. So if you are a biblical scholar who never ever will open up anything of Torah Shebaal Peh, you will come to the absurd conclusion that the Torah tells you that on the first day of Pesach, you to destroy your chametz from your possession. Tashbitu sa'ar mi batechem. Bayom arishon. But the Gemara in Pesachim spends a whole amud on that Hei Amud Aleph to prove that Bayom arishon has to mean Erev Yom Tov. Whatever the proofs are, that's not our discussion today. It means Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara then asks, why does it say Ach Bayom arishon? It should have said Bayom HaRishon Tashbitu Sar Mi Batechem, and I will prove, no matter which proof I decide to use, that Yom HaRishon in this particular situation cannot mean on the first day of Yom Tov. And the obvious answer is because if you do it on the first day of Yom, you already violate the law of Bayirah Bayimatzeh as soon as Yom Tov starts the night before. So you have to get rid of it, whatever it is. What does the Torah mean? Ach. So the Gemara answers in a famous statement: Ach Chilek. Ach chilek. You don't have to get rid of your chametz all Erev Yom Tov, but part of the day you're allowed to have chametz in your possession, and part of the day you're not permitted to have chametz in your possession. So the word ach is mimma'et. Half the day of Erev Pesach, the mitzvah of Tashbisu doesn't apply, because mid-da'oraisa you're allowed to have chametz in your possession until chatzos. So you see the makings of the word ach. It takes, the Torah says Yom Rishon, it means Erev Yom Tov, the entire day. This limits. So how does the word ach suddenly come to be marbe leila Yom Tov ha'achron? So the Gaon says that what the Torah has in mind is, having said that there are Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom, Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'chos Shivas Yomim, so the Torah writes that there are 7 days. You now are to flash your mind. That is in Dvarim chapter 15. You are to flash your mind to Vayikra 23 and remind yourself, what are you supposed to be doing on the days of Sukkot? What are you supposed to be doing? Well, Lekach Belachem B'yom HaRishon Pri Eitz Hadar and Basukos Teisha Shivas Yamin. Because that doesn't say anything in Parshas Re'eh. Nothing to say. You're supposed to sit in the Sukkot for 7 days. And it doesn't say anything about a lulav. Says the Gaon. Once you establish all of the Yomim Tovim halachos, now you get to the 8th day. The 8th day. V'hayisa ach sameach. The only halacha that is to remain of the 7 days that were in existence, the only halacha that is to remain until the 8th day is sameach. So the ach is mima'et. Had I not had the word ach, claims the Gaon, whatever halacha exists for the 7 days of Sukkot would have applied to Shemini Atzeres, because Shemini Atzeres is the 8th day of Sukkot. That's why it's the 8th day, 8th day of Sukkot. So the Torah is saying, do not have all of the nihugim of Sukkot carried over. Ach, sameach. Only the mitzvah of Simcha should be carried out. But the Gemara considers only the possibility of Lele Yom Tov HaAchron. And we're going to see Rashi here, and then Rashi elsewhere. Rashi contradicts himself. Let's read the Gemara. O Eino, perhaps this is not correct. Not to include the night of the 8th for Mitzvah of Simcha, but to include Laila HaRishon as the Mitzvah of Simcha. Laila HaRishon as the mitzvah of Simcha. Why would I assume that I have to include Laila HaRishon for the mitzvah of Simcha? Why would I have to include the mitzvah of Sukkot on the first night of Sukkot that there is a mitzvah of Simcha? Why would I need an extra ribui of a Hayisa Ach Sameach? Why? Because the Gemara is operating on with the notion that the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha is to eat Psar Kachin. That's it. Psar Kachin. And the Beis HaMikdash is closed at night. It's closed at night. So if the Beis HaMikdash is closed at night, under ordinary circumstances, the first night of Yom Tov should not have a Chiyuv of Simcha. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying, if I'm going to use the word ach to include a mitzvah of simcha, perhaps it will now demand that I have a mitzvah of simcha when? On the first night of Yontif. So that will mean, Rabotai, that when do you have to show up in Yerushalayim? Erev Yontif, slaughter a carbon shlamim, and eat it that night. What? Like Erev Pesach. Correct. That's what you'll have to do. Same thing, Erev Shavuos. You'd have to do that Erev Shavuos as well. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Says the Gemara, Eino Elo Yontav Arishon, answers the Gemara, Kishu Omer, Ach Chile. Ach divides it. Half the day yes, half the day no. Half the day yes, and half the day no. Ask the Gemara. That doesn't answer the question. Uma ra'is l'rabos leila yomtov ha'acharon u'lahotzi leila yomtov ha'rishon. Why is it that you choose to include the eighth night as mandate simcha and exclude the first night of Sukkot as not requiring simcha? Answers the Gemara. Mar ba'ani leile yom tov ho'achron shiyesh simcha lefanav. I include the eighth night because the seventh day is already yom, is still yom tov. It's Hoshana Rabbah, and Hoshana Rabbah, I know you can go ahead and bring a korban shlamim to enable you to eat besar kachim at night. Umotzi ani leile yom tov harishon she'ein simcha lefanav. And I exclude the first night of Yom Tov where there is no simcha before it. That's what the Gemara says. Well, what's the compelling logic? Just say that I should include the first night of Yom Tov, and I will make sure, as we suggested 2 seconds ago, make sure, Rabotai, that you show up where? In Erev Yom Tov and offer Karm Shlomim, and you'll have it. Why is that such a compelling argument that just because there is simcha that precedes it, I would rather include when? The Leile Yom Tov Ha'achron. But there is no simcha that technically precedes it, and therefore I do not include the first night of Sukkot. We will see that in a couple of seconds. We have, yeah.
At this stage, the Gemara feel that there really is no mitzvah simcha on the first night?
That is correct.
Well, the Gemara just ended, so that's got to be the Maskara?
No, it's not. If the shir is over tonight, that's the maskana. But unfortunately, you're going to have to suffer. Right? You're going to have to suffer. Shir's not over. There's a parallel Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. We're going to have to see what's going on here in this sugi. And there's a Ramba, of course. And a Shagzai. You have to see everything. Hold on a second. And a Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes a Mari Kurkus to challenge the Rambam, which we're going to answer tonight. First, take a look at the Holy Rashi. Rashi here is very verbose, very uncharacteristic of Rashi. We are going to read the Rashi, the last Rashi, Lirabot Leila Yom Tov Ha'achron, that from the word Ach Sameach, we learn out that you include the night of Shmini Atzeres for Simcha. Says Rashi, L'Simcha Shelifanav, L'Kololo Im Shivas Hayamim, to include the eighth night as part of the celebration of Sukkot, namely attaching it to the 7 days that preceded. Sheyizbach shlomim b'shvi, you will slaughter a korban shlomim on the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, kidei le'echol le'el shemini, in order to enable you to eat meat the night of the eighth. Tahai sameach l'mayasa. What is that word, v'hayisa ach sameach, coming to teach me in the first place? Dekev on the ksiv le'el minei, v'samachta b'chagecha. It already says, in relationship to Sukkot, that you have to rejoice in the yontav of Sukkot. Where does it say that? In the parsha of Sukkot. Chag ha-sukkot tasachal shivas yamim. The next phrase is, v'samachta b'chagecha. Ata ubincha ubitecha avdecha v'amascha v'ager v'alasom ayam shem v'sham v'ager v'yisem v'amana. So the word v'hayisa ach sameach in that very same parsha is totally superfluous. Ella lirabos simchas leil shmini. The word, had it only written v'hayisa sameach, had it only written v'hayisa sameach, what would I say? The entire eighth day is to be have a mitzvah of simcha. The entire eighth day. But it says the word ach. And ach is a mi'ut. Ach is a mi'ut. So Rashi says you don't need the fancy interpretation of the Goin. The whole phrase is totally superfluous. V'hayisa ach sameach, superfluous. Why? Because the same pasuk earlier in the pasuk says v'samachta b'chagecha. So I know that for the 7 days of Sukkot there is a mitzvah of simcha. Why say v'hayisach sameach? So it really should have been v'hayisach sameach b'yom hashmini. But the word ach eliminates b'yom hashmini. That it minimizes it. So therefore, half the day of yom hashmini you have to have simcha. Half the day of yom hashmini you don't have to have simcha. Which half is the Gemara now proposing that you have to have simcha? Which half of the yom hashmini? The night. Correct. That's what Rashi said. Let's continue reading in the Rashi.
Where did Rashi say all that?
I just read it. I just read it.
Okay, I didn't see that.
I'll read it again. Rashi says, "Dahai sameach." I'm in the fourth line. Limayasa. What is the word v'hayisa sameach come to teach me? Kevan diksiv le'el minei v'samachta b'chagecha. Since it already says v'samachta b'chagecha. So if Moshe, you would like to know, how do you know you're supposed to rejoice during the Yantav of Sukkot? What pasuk should you quote? V'samachta b'chagecha. Okay. What do I need v'hayisa sameach for? That's repetitive. Therefore it's referring to the eighth day. But the word ach is a mi'ut.
Okay, he doesn't say it anyway. He just says,
okay, so he already spilled the beans. Well, he'll say it now. I told you he was marbe. He was ma'arich. Let's read on. V'kevon de israbi leila yontav ha'achron shu tofel. If what? What did our Gemara propose? Our Gemara said, l'rabos leila yontav ha'achron. Right? So now I know for a fact that the night of Shmini Atzeres you have to have simcha. I eliminated the first night and I include the night of Shmini Atzeres. Now what am I left with? This bizarre situation that what? That I have to have simcha the night of Shmini Atzeres but not on the day of Shmini Atzeres. That's what would emerge. Says Rashi, I'm going to take care of that even though the Gemara doesn't say it. Says Rashi, that the cave on the Israbe Leil Yomtav Ha'achron Shuhu Tafel. Now that I have used the word V'hayisa Sameach Ach Sameach to teach me that there's a mitzvah of Simcha at night, which is always secondary to when? To when? To the day. Kal V'chaymer Hayom Shuhu Ikar Shechayev B'Simcha. That certainly that you're obligated to have simcha on Shmini Atzeres. Once I mandate that you have to have simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres, you must conclude, even though there is no source, that there is simcha during the day as well.
But we just said that we only put an ach, because if it didn't say ach, we would have said it means the day.
Correct.
And now, so put an ach, so means on the night, and kavachom the day.
That's correct. It means the ach is a gzeris hakasuv, and I'm going to explain it. Give me a second. I'm going to answer your question. Let's read on. Ushar halelos lo tzrichen ribuye. All other nights, the third night of Sukkot, the fourth night of Sukkot, the second night of Sukkot, don't need a special drash. Why? The yamim afilu leilos mashma, because the word yamim shivas yamim v'samachta bechagecha shivas yamim means not daylight hours, but what does it mean? Daytime. Kidemar bina gabe sukkah, just as the word basukas teishu shivas yamim. Remember, we had a discussion about that on Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara entertained the possibility that what does the word Basukas Teshuvas Yamim mean? Only during the day. And the Gemara rejected it. How do I translate the word yamim? Days, not daylight. And therefore we're obligated to eat in the sukkah when? At night, as well as during the day. V'chi itztrich l'leyle yom tov ha'achron itztrich. De'eino b'chlal shiva. But the night of the eighth is not really part of the 7 days of sukkahs. It's a separate regel. Therefore, what would I have thought? There is no simcha on the night of Shemini Atzeres. Va'al korchacha laila israbe shehu samach l'shivas hayamim. Dekra. V'yom asi b'kal v'chaymer. V'ashmi'inan shebishlamim hanizvachim hanizbachim b'chag ha'sukos yismichu b'leil Shemini she'eno yachal lahakriv b'layla. So Rashi goes onto this long song and dance, and he says it's a two-step process. Number one, the word v'hayisa sameach, totally wasted, redundant, superfluous, because it already says shivas yamim v'samachta b'chagecha. So the mitzvah of sukkah has already been established for all 7 days of sukkahs, night and day, with the exception of the first night. Why is the first night why doesn't the first night have a chiyuv of simcha? Because you can't be makav a karban at night. So when are you going to do it? You're going to do it on Erev Yom Tov? The Gemara doesn't want to tolerate that. We'll see why later. The Gemara doesn't want to tolerate. So when I'm adding something, I have to add something. What am I adding? I'm adding v'hayisa samech to day 8. But the word says ach. Ach chilek divides the day. Which am I going to attach the chiyuv of simcha to the night? Because when can you bring a carbon shlomim and eat? Right? You can offer a carbon shlomim during the day of Hashanah Rabbah and eat at night. So based on that particular halacha, I would say that there is only a halacha at night. Now comes Rashi and invents a kal v'chaymer. Invents it. There's nowhere in the Gemara that it says it. Rashi, as his own, he says, Hayitachein, is it possible that there would be a chi of simcha at night and not a chi of simcha during the day? That's absurd. Because in relationship to all the other days, the greatest expression of simcha was always during the day when you can bring a karban. So the eighth day, of course, is chayiv. But why is it chayiv? Because there was a chi of at night. Once there is a chiyuv at night established based on Vayisach Sameach, we must conclude that during the day there is a chiyuv simcha as well.
So do we accept the kal v'chomer or reject the kal v'chomer?
Rashi says we accept the kal v'chomer.
So in the end, there's simcha all day.
All day of Shemini Atzeres. What?
The ach is superfluous.
No. The ach means that you have to darshan the kal v'chomer.
No ach? You know what I'm saying?
No, I would not.
Why? Yisra Sameach.
Correct. That's correct. If it was no reason, that's right. There's no bottom line, push comes to shove. If I just want to ignore the kal v'chomer, I could have resolved it, just say, v'hayisa sameach. And say it applies to when? To Shemini Atzeres. That's correct.
Nice.
Why would the Torah operate like this? That's a good question. Good question. Now Rashi in Maseches Pesachim, where this exact same sugya appears, doesn't add any of this. Ignores what he said right here. Totally ignores. Take the sheet that I gave you. It's the exact verbatim.
Yeah, but this one was in Adar.
What?
He wrote this in Adar.
In Adar?
In the Adar. Mishmet was Adar, Marvim Simcha.
Okay.
What daf is this in
Pesachim? Ayin Aleph. Amud Aleph. Ayin Aleph. So the Gemara is talking about there the following halacha, which I'm going to introduce, which will explain why the Gemara want to entertain the possibility at night and of the eighth night and not on the seventh night. There is not on the first night. There is a machloikis here in Pesachim whether you require what is called zvicha b'shas simcha or not. Zvicha. To shech the korban for the mitzvah of simcha at a time when the mitzvah of simcha operates. There is such a machlokes. So let's assume for just a moment, I require zvicha b'sha'a simcha.
in order to slaughter an animal for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of simcha, the act of zvicha must take place when the mitzvah of simcha applies. Okay? So tell me, when will there be no mitzvah of simcha? On the first night of Bnei Yom Tov. Why? Because Erev Yom Tov is not Shas Simcha. If you hold lo be'inon zvicha b'shas simcha, then you can say mitzvah simcha is to eat b'sar. So come to Yom Tov, come to Yerushalayim Erev Yom Tov, be makiv a carbon shlamim on Erev Yom Tov, and you'll eat it now. That's what's happening in this sugi. In light of that, just keep it in mind for a couple of lines as we read the sugya in Psachim Ayin Anavanav. Says the Gemara, Brisa, Lema Messiah. I don't want to get into the whole discussion with the previous Gemara. V'ha'isa ach sameach l'rabos leila yom tov ha'achron l'simcha. The phrase v'ha'isa ach sameach comes to teach us that you are to add the eighth night of Sukkot, eighth night Shemini Atzeres v'simcha. Challenges the Gemara. Ata omer leila yom tov ha'achron. Oh, eino el yom tov ha'rishon. Maybe it comes to include the first night of Sukkot. Talmud Lomar, Ach Chilek. What does that mean? Ach Chilek. My time of Lav Mishum De'ein Lo Bamei Yismach. Why did I choose to include the eighth night and to ignore the first night? Why did I choose? I already gave you the information. Because the Gemara believes at this stage that you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. So if you believe Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, you have to slaughter the korban when the mitzvah of Simcha applies. That means by definition I can't demand Simcha the first night of Yom Tov. So if I can't demand the Simcha the first night of Yom Tov, obviously if there was an extra drash, which one am I going? What's left for the word Vahisach Sameach? What's left? Only the eighth night.
Well, you can't bring Zobeach at night, the eighth night either.
I don't have to. I can shech during the day. That's Shas Simcha.
Sure, that's Shas Simcha.
Hashanah Rabba. All 7 days is a mitzvah Simcha.
Same Simcha.
Yeah, as long as it's a mitzvah Simcha, I can shech the korban. Answers the Gemara. Loi. No. I reject that. Really, I hold lo be'inon zvicha v'shas simcha. I really don't have to slaughter the korban at a time when the mitzvah of simcha operates. So if I don't have to slaughter the korban at the time when the mitzvah of simcha operates, what question resurfaces? Why did I choose to be marba the eighth night and exclude the first night? So the Gemara will quote our Gemara. Our Gemara. Lo, kidetani tama, as it has been expressed elsewhere in Masechus Sukkah. Ma ro'is l'rabos leila yom tov ha'achron l'hotzi leila yom tov ha'rishon. Why? Mar ba'ani leila yom tov ha'achron shiyesh simcha l'fanav. I include the eighth night because the day before it precedes it with simcha. U'motzi ani leila yom tov ha'rishon she'en simcha l'fanav. And I exclude it based on the fact that there is no simcha b'fan. Let's now read Rashi. Let's read Rashi. Let's read the Rashi. I bracketed the Rashi on the top. V'ho'yisach sameach, top line in Rashi. K'ro yiseiru. Pasuk is totally extra. The Sivla Elmine, Chagasukas Tarsa Choshivas Yamin, Vesomich Lane, the next phrase is Vesamachta Bechagecha. The Hodder Siv, and it says again, Shivas Yamin Tachog, Vahisach Samah. So that phrase is totally it. Answers the Gemara, Le Rabos Leila Yom Tov Acha, Ve'ein Simcha Elabachila Shlom. And Simcha can only be manifest and expressed through Achila Shlom. The Yom Tov Ho'acharon Gufei Lo! And the day of Shemini Atzeres, indeed, there is no Chiv of Simcha. How do I know? Dehatrei zimne shivas yamim ksiv gabi simcha. Twice the Torah said shivas yamim v'samachta bechagecha. Shalosh pamim to shivas yamim to chag shivas yamim. Only 7 days. Umemela im it shmini. And as a result, the 8th day should have been completely eliminated. So why did I include the 8th night? Because it says Vahayisa Sameach. But it also says the what? Ach! So I include the night of Shmini Atzeres because it's appendage to the 7th day. So asks, continues the Rashi. O Eino Elo Larabus Leila Yantuf Harishon. Va'af al pi she'en korban balayla, even though you cannot sacrifice a korban at night, milmad, we should learn from here, shehet ino hakasuv, the Torah demanded, lishchot shlamim me'erev yamtov, l'simchas leila yamtov, you have to come to Yerushalayim erev yamtov. Because you reject the premise that what? You don't require zvicha b'sha simcha. Says Rashi, Ach Sameach Kol Achin V'Rakin Mi'utin. So once I use the word V'Hayisa Sameach to include 8, I have to use the word Ach to say part of the 8th. Which part of the 8th? The 9th. The 9th. Then Rashi just explains the Gemara's alternate explanation. So here Rashi not only did it not accept the Kal V'Chaimer, he emphasizes, don't think for a second that what? Don't think for a second that what? That there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres day. And indeed, many say that this Rashi should be accepted, and that Rashi should be rejected. Because Rashi is introducing words into the Gemara's mouth, which does not exist. The Gemara clearly says, L'rabos Leila Yontov Ha'achla. You can't make up your own kavachaymer. Rashi's going to make up. The Gemara can make up a kavachaymer. Rashi can't make up a kavachaymer. Right? That's the difference between, for example, a zereshav and a kavachaymer. Any amora or tana can make up a kavachaymer themselves. A zereshav, you have to have. You learned it. Your rebbe told you. Your rebbe told you. Can't make up your own zereshavs. But Rashi doesn't have the right to make up halachas based on a kavachaymer. That's something Shahatarvah did Rashi's ban for the Gemara, not for the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. And today we don't make up our own Kal V'Chaymer. So therefore, many Achrayim say, accept this Rashi and ignore that Rashi. But clearly the two Rashis are mutually exclusive. Until we say something else tonight, which will make them not mutually exclusive. That's what Rashi says. I want to read now, in light of what we said, I want to read a Rambam, 2 Rambams. So turn the page, please, for just a moment. Now, excuse me, hold on a second. Turn it back, page. I have to read the Tosafot first. I bracketed Tosafot. Leila Yom Tov Ha'achla, says to Rashi, Pirush Pekuntris, Davka Laila, Avo Yom Shmini Lo, Es V'Kosha L'Riva, the Hatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, which we started with tonight, Hahalel v'hasimcha shmoyim. If all you did was study Mishnayos, would anybody here ever interpret the phrase Hahalel v'hasimcha? Well, forget it, Hallel. That hasimcha shmoyim means when? Only the night of Shmini Atzeres? Would anybody ever say something like that? In any of the times that the number was instituted, Lulav Shishav Arava, Hallel Shmoina, right? Would anybody ever say that the Hallel means only you say Hallel at night? It's absurd. Who says Hallel Sukkos at night? Would anybody ever say that you take Lulav only at night? It's absurd. So why should I take the phrase Hasimcha Shmaina only to mean what? Only the night. What's going on? It's not what the Mishnah says. V'leka l'meima mishum leil shmina k'tani shmona. You can't say, as Rashi would be forced to say, that the word Shmona means only the eighth night. Deleka Shmona Lelos. Delel Yom Tov Rishon Lo Kachashiv. The first night, what? Doesn't count. Why doesn't the first night count? There's no Chiyuv of Simcha. So how could you possibly have a count HaSimcha Shmayim? If it refers to nights, there are only seven nights when there is Simcha, even if you include Shemini Atzeres night. There's the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. So obviously, Reb Rashi, when the Mishnah says HaSimcha Shmayna, what does it mean? It means the eighth day as well.
Comes to exclude.
But then the word shouldn't say Halo Shmona, HaSimcha Shmayna. It shouldn't say it. Because there is no Simcha 8 days, only seven.
It's really, there is a Chiyuv 8 days, it's just the Chiyuv is limited to part of the day.
But there is, but if, so if it's a part of the day, the first, okay, so he's saying, here it's a combination, some days and some nights. Okay, he doesn't like that, obviously. Another question, Dumya Dehalel. The Mishnah uses B'neshima Achas. Ha-Halel V'Hasimcha Shmayna. If you're going to learn the way Rashi did, it's like you have to say, Halel means all 8 days. Simcha means 7 nights. One. You have to hold a whole Torah. That's not the simple pshat. V'od, another question. The Chiparich Lekaman. The Gemara later asks and challenges this Mishnah. Im Isa Zimnin the low Mishkachas Lo Shmona. There is a possibility that there will not be 8 days of Simcha. Kigon Shecholios Yom Tov Harishon B'Shabbos. The Gemara challenges the premise of the Mishnah. How can you make a blanket statement that Simcha is always 8 days? It should have said HaSimcha Shivas Yom. Why should the Mishnah have said HaSimcha Shabbos? Because whenever Shabbos comes out, you can't be Makav a Korban Shlomim that day. You can't be Makav a Korban. So if the first day of Sukkot came out on Shabbos, how many days of Simcha are you going to have? Only seven. Six of Sukkot, and even if you wanted to say Shemini Atzeres, it's only 7 days. But his thinking is, how does the Torah expect you to eat a carbon shlomim on the first day of Sukkot? Friday is Erev Yontif, you don't have to be there. Could you acquire Zicha v'Shas Simcha? First day of Yontif, carbon shlomim is not, Simcha's Yontif is not Doicha Shabbos.
I don't know, why is it on the first day? In the Shkola Moed on Shabbos, you'll have a day that you lose.
But on Shkola Moed, you can eat the meat of the carbon from yesterday. Because a shlomim is eaten 2 days and one night.
So then you could go Erev Yontif.
But no, but now the Gemara is thinking, you eat Zicha v'Shas Simcha. That's what.
So it would be 5 days then.
What?
It will be 5 days because Shabbos is canceled because you can't have that.
Right.
Right. So when and Saturday night is the following day, but there's no ability to do a korban on that day. So you got to wait.
Correct. Are you saying that if it's also Shabbos? You're right. It'll be 5 days. But now he's saying if Rashi is right, there is another example which the Gemara could have used. The Ikeperish Hakodesh. If Rashi is right, that there is no Simcha during the day of Shemini Atzeres, Tikshi Nami Lekuliyama, Tishichol Yom Shemini Be'echa B'Shabbos. Be'echa B'Shabbos. If what? Let's assume you don't hold of the halacha that you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. Lekuliyama, according to everybody, you don't need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. And the first day of Sukkot was a Sunday. Therefore, Shemini Atzeres is a Sunday. Okay? When will you be eating meat? How will you have Shlomim on the 8th day of Sukkot? 8th day of Shemini Atzeres. How will you have? When will you have offered the Korban?
Friday.
By the time you get to Sunday, it's possible. Why? Because the Korban Shlomim is only 2 days and one night.
Friday, Friday night,
and Shabbos. Saturday night, the korban's already possible. So if Rashi is correct, that during Shmini day, there is never any simcha, why did the Gemara only ask on the possibility? How do you have how Simcha Shmona? Only according to the opinion that holds Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. And therefore, what day was the only day which you could ask the question? If first day of Sukkot came out on when? On Shabbos. Asks the Rivav, I can ask the question on everybody. Whether I demand Zvicha B'Shah Simcha or not, I can also challenge the halacha of what? Of Simcha Ishmona. How can I challenge Allah of Simcha Ishmona? If the first day of Sukkot and Shmini comes out on Sunday, then it's impossible to have a korban on Sunday morning, because if you bring the korban on Friday, that korban is possible Saturday night with Shkia Sacham. So, yeah.
Don't we always make sure Shana Rabba doesn't fall on Shabbos?
That's later on. Later on. No. Yeah. That's correct. That's later on, as part of the Takana. Three things we don't make sure.
What do Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. That's what? Rosh Hashanah is never Sunday. And for two things. So that Yom Kippur's. Right. No, Sunday and Friday it can't be. Can't lower the Rosh. Can't be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, Rosh Hashanah. We want to make sure two things. That Yom Kippur is never Friday or Sunday. So you won't have 2 days in a row when you're not allowed to cook. A little hard to feed your kids where you can't cook for 2 days in a row. And we don't want to have Shemini Atzeres. And we don't have a Shana Rabba on Shabbos. And if Rosh Hashanah was a Sunday, Sukkot would be a Sunday, Hashanah Rabba would be on a Shabbos. We never want that, because then we would not be Docher, we would not have our Aravos. And then the Tzdukim would say, there is no Aravos. There is no Aravos. No Allah Kalama Shemini Sinai. There is none. That's the only, that was the reason. But it was done later.
Now also, why is Tosfos asking some Rashi? The Gemara is one that brings in Lele. The Gemara is talking Lele. Why is this only particularly against Rashi?
So that because he now assumes that of course when will it mean it, there will be Shmini during the day too, like Rashi says by us. A Kal V'Chaymer, of course there will be.
Who made that assumption just now? Who's he?
The Riva Tosfos will say just like Rashi over there said. In Sukkah. Is the day have Sukkahs? Does the day of Shemini Atzeres have Simcha? Of course. So if the day has Simcha, can you have Simcha when Shemini Atzeres would come out on a Sunday? Can you have Simcha? Yeah, just shech the carbon that day. So what's the only time when you can challenge, what's the only way to challenge Allah of HaSimcha Shemayim? If you hold that you require Zvicha V'Shah Simcha, and the first day of Sukkahs came out on Shabbos. That's the only case. That's how he explains the Gemara. That's why the Gemara's got upset only with that case. Challenge the halacha of Simcha B'Shmona only in the case when Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. That's it. And Shmini Atzeres is Shabbos. And you hope you require Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. That's it. That's what Tosfos says. That's what Tosfos says. And therefore he says, Lav Dafka, Lai Le'yada Lava, who are the Inyanim? Who are the Inyanim? In fact, the Tosfos doesn't even use the Kal V'Chaymer. What does Tosfos say when the Gemara said Rabos Leilo Yom Tov Acharon? What it mean?
Of course, then
it meant day two. It's included. It meant the eighth day, beginning when? Beginning when? On the ninth. You know, in the Kal V'Chaymer. That's the intention of the drash, claims Tosfos. The intention of the drash is Rabos Leilo Yom Tov Acharon. To be instituted that there is a mitzvah of Simcha Shmini Atzeres, and when is the mitzvah of Simcha Shmini Atzeres? Not the next day, but it starts at night. What's the difficulty with that? Who needs the word ach? The word ach, where's the rak? Where's the mi'ud? That's correct.
That's why you need the book.
That's why you need the book going. Exactly.
And also we talk about the Gemara, when the Gemara is at Le'er Rishon. See, that it is focusing on the night. So.
That's correct. So we're going to get to that in a second. Let's now turn the page for a second and see a Rambam in Perek Gimel, Perek Beis of Halach of Hilchos Chagiga. It's Perek Beis, Halach of Yud Gimel. So those of you who might remember, I used this once as my opening to a Shabbos Haggadah drasha, talking about this particular halacha of the Korban Todah on Erev Pesach. As you well know, we don't say Mizmul Asayda on Erev Pesach based on this halach. Says the Rambam, Lo Yavi Adam Toda the Yom Arba Asar Mipnei Hechamet Sheba. A person shall not bring a Korban Toda on the 14th day of the month of Nisan because of the Chametz component in it. A Korban Toda, in addition to the animal sacrifice, requires 40 breads to be brought. 30 are made into matzos, 10 are made into chametz. So now, a Korban Toda is eaten for one day and one night. Laila v'yom. Yom v'laila. Korban Toda is eaten for one day and one night. Knowing that I have only a couple of hours to eat the 10 breads, which are chametz, it could very well be that the amount of time, let's operate on the Deoraisa level. Deoraisa, you're allowed to eat chametz until chatzos on Erev Pesach. So if I get to the Beis HaMikdash 8 o'clock in the morning, I only have 4 hours to eat the 10 breads. There is a possibility that what's going to happen, I'm not going to be able to. So I will have to take the breads and do what we do with all our other ringdings. What do we have to do? Burn the chametz. And that would be taking kachin and destroying kachin. So as a precaution, not to be in a situation where I would be faced with the obligation to what? To destroy the chametz, to destroy the kachin, the Rambam recommends, don't bring a korban toda that day. You can bring a toda any day. Bring it 2 days before. Bring it 2 days after Yom Tov. That's all you can. Well, why do you have to bring it that day? However, says the Rambam, the imhevi, and if a person did bring a korban toda, yotzei ba, yidei chayva simcha k'moshe b'yamim. You can use this korban toda meat. Obviously, you'll have to eat the chametz by 12 o'clock. But and if you didn't listen to us and you brought a korban toda, the kohen was a bigam haaretz. He failed to listen to the Rambam. Therefore, what happens? The korban is kosher, and you can use the korban to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. Which mitzvah of simcha? First night of Yom. Kacha Omer Haranda. First night of Pesach. Kacha Omer Haranda.
But this halacha is only about so the Erev Sukkot you can bring it, and Erev Shavuos you can bring it, the assumption is, right?
That's correct, because the korban can be eaten during the day. You can eat the chalas the next day. It's only because of the chametz component that you have to get rid of.
It ends
the next morning. One day and one night. So you're allowed to eat the meat until the next morning.
Okay.
Right.
And the breads and the matzahs also only up until that time.
That's correct. The matzah and the breads follow the meat. So for Sukkot, there's no problem bringing an Erev Sukkot. You can eat it all night. That's correct.
What's the mitzvah simcha Pesach from the same?
Mega. That's exactly the Marie Korkus' discussion. Excellent. Hold on. Right. And just so that's because of chametz. This year, I'm going to come up with the biggest chiddush of all time. Because there are no more ringdings, you don't have to do b'dikas chametz anymore. Don't have to do chametz. It's going to be my Shabbos HaGadol brush. Don't have to do B'dikas Chametz because there are no ringdings. Shema Yimtza Gluski Yafeh, that you're going to find the ringding someplace now. It doesn't exist anymore. So why do B'dikas Chametz? B'dikam beer.
Because
you haven't been here, but you moved to the community. When you'll be here long enough, you'll know that's my example. A cake. Yeah, sure. I must have been here 50 times. A cake that is tempting to you to eat it. Okay, that's the ringding routine. Says the. Now let's read. That's still applicable. I used that for Shabbos when we talked about Erev Tavshilin. Shmuel's father, Abu the Shmuel, did not make an Erev Tavshilin. And he. So the first year, they told him, he was sitting there crying, and this is the Rambam Shir, sitting crying at Erev Yantar, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. No. They said, what are you crying about? I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. He says, you were lying to the rabbi. The next year he forgot to make an invitation again. He told him to eat rice meals and cottage cheese. Because you can't forget 2 years in a row. That means you did it deliberately. Look, let's read the Kesef Mishnah's question. Lo, I'm reading the Kesef Mishnah. Lo yavi adam toda b'yon yudal. And he quotes it to Gemara in the Beit Zadav Yutas on the Beis. Va'al ma shikosav, and that which the Rambam wrote, v'im hevi yotzei bo yideicho v'asimcha, hikshe harikurkus zal. The hatoda eino ne'echeles ele liyom v'layim. A korban toda is not like a korban shlomim that can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Only one day and one night. V'im kein toda zu shishach the erev Pesach, eich yotzei ba yidei simcha. How can he possibly fulfill the mitzvah of simcha? Because when does he think the mitzvah of simcha on Pesach starts?
During the day.
During the day, first day of Pesach. And by the first day of Pesach, ha'ifsila belina, the korban has already been disqualified, that it failed to pass, it passed the what? Its designated time. Ve'ein loymar, the yotze yidei simchas laila ka'omar, you can't say that it means that you're obligated to, that you can use the mitzvah, the korban toda meat, to satisfy your obligation of the mitzvah of simcha at night of Pesach, shalom atzinu shiyehe mechuyah besimcha b'layla harishon. We have never ever found a source to indicate that a person is chayiv to have simcha at night. How do I know there is no such source? She'im kein yehe chayev lishchot shalmei simcha be'erev haregel l'smach balayla. If that would be the case, every single erev yantiv, you'd be obligated to what? To slaughter a korban shlamim on erev yantiv. And no place in Talmud Bavli does it ever say that. Apparently, there is no mitzvah of simcha at night. If there is no mitzvah of simcha at night, what in the world does the Rambam say? That if I happen to have violated the rabbinic edict against bringing the korban toda, it's okay, and I can use it to be the kind of mitzvah of simcha. What mitzvah of simcha are you possibly talking about? That's the question asked by the Marie Kurkus.
So to put all of this into perspective, Rabotai, all of this into perspective, one can suggest the following. Let me ask you this question. It's the third night of Sukkot. Third day of Sukkot. Okay? A Wednesday. When does the third day of Sukkot start? At night. So every day of Sukkot, I am obligated to eat Psar Kodesh. Because it says, Usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim. Shivas Yamim v'samachti b'chagecha. 7. Does that mean I have to eat meat for breakfast and lunch and snack? No. When would you say, how will I fulfill the mitzvah of simcha that you're obligated to eat on each day of the other? How? Give me the definition. How will I, as a good Jew boy, facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Yom HaDin, tell me, how will I tell him I did what I was supposed to? What am I supposed to do? Eat once in 24 hours. Correct. The less man the public, that if I decided to eat my shlomim at night of the third night, on Tuesday night, after Tzeisek Kacham, which is already Yom Revi'i, the next day of Sukkot, that I don't have to eat any meat for breakfast or for lunch. Why? Because I ate meat on the third day of Sukkot. Because the day is 24 hours, there's no doubt about that. Less man the public. Less man the public. What is our Gemara thinking of? What is our Gemara entertaining the possibility? That there is a separate, not that, so here comes the question. How about the first night of Sukkot? Let's assume, the first day of Sukkot, first day of Pesach, first day of Shavuos. If I happen to have had a Korban Shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, I'm not obligated to do so. But I had one. I was in Yerushalayim and I decided to offer a nice little Korban. And I ate my meat on the first night of Sukkot.
You don't
have
to be doing that.
Does that mean I can't eat milchiks during the day? Of course I can. Why? because I was mekayim the mitzvah of simcha at night. And the night is part of the day. So what is our Gemara asking in our Gemara? Is there a separate mechayev of simcha balayla? Not as simcha as part of what? The beginning of the 24-hour period of the next day. But the Gemara is questioning whether or not there is a specific chiyuv, independent chiyuv of simcha at night. Not b'toiras, night of the next day. Is there a chiyuv separate chiyuv? So now let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara talked about v'hayisa sameh. There is no doubt that Shemini Atzeres is during the day, you have to have a chiyuv simcha. Because it's a yantiv, like every other yantiv. So what is the Gemara asking? Is there a separate chiyuv, independent chiyuv, of the night of Shemini Atzeres? Oeino, said the Gemara. No, let's have that special chiyuv, not on the eighth night of Shemini Atzeres, but where the land? On the first night. Maybe the first night has its own independent chiyuv. And if it has its own independent chiyuv, now answer the question again. If I ate, let's assume it applies to the night of Shemini Atzeres, or to the night of first night of Sukkot, and I ate meat that first night, do I have to eat meat again? It's next day?
Yes.
It's a separate mitzvah. Two separate mitzvahs. Just one second. So what the Gemara here is entertaining our discussion should be refocused and asking, what is the Gemara's question when it tells us, V'hayisa ach sameach? What does that mean? L'rabos leile yontuf ha'achar. O eino elo l'rabos yontuf harisha. What the Gemara is considering is the possibility that there is a separate chiyuv of eating meat at night, b'toiras the night, b'toiras the night, and not as the beginning of the next day. And now the Gemara's answer will make a lot of sense. Says the Gemara, which do I choose to include and which do I choose to exclude? I choose to include the night of Shemini Atzeres b'nei sheyesh simcha lefanav. V'ein, and I do not include the night of first night of Sukkot, she'ein simcha lefanav. Listen to this, Rabotai. I've told you 50 times, and if not, I'll tell you another 50 times, that in the Beis HaMikdash, for many halachos, halayla holeich achar hayom. Halayla holeich achar hayom in the Beis HaMikdash. How do I know that? In our calendar, night always precedes day. Always precedes day. In the Beis HaMikdash, day precedes night. There are many halachas to prove it. For example, what?
The
carbon tamid. One day next morning. And the standard halacha. Let's assume I brought a carbon during the day, and the Kohen did not have enough time to burn the limbs on the Mizbeach during the day. When does he burn them? A whole night. Midrabanan has to be done by Chatzos. First mission in Brachos. Why do I allow you to bring the carbon today and be makif the limbs tomorrow? Why? The carbon musaf had to be brought today. So I'm going to burn the limbs tomorrow? Because in Beis HaMikdash, Yoim Holeich Lifnei HaLayla. Yom Holeich Lifnei HaLayla. And therefore, the Gemara's suggestion makes a lot of sense. Which night do I want to be marbe for Simcha? Shemini Atzeres. B'nei Sheyer Simcha Lefanav. You can look at Hoshana Rabbah and the night of Shemini Atzeres as being one unit. But what is the first night of Yom Tov related to? First night of Yom Tov is picture which unit from this perspective? It's related to Erev Yom Tov. No mitzvah simcha that on Erev Yom Tov. That's why I shouldn't independently create a chiyuv at night, a special halacha of what? Of simcha at night, because it's not attached to the previous day. The eighth day is part of the previous day, because in Mikdash, ha-yoyim ha-halayla ha-lech ha-harayim. And where does that come from? It comes from Masa Bereishis. At the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created Or before Laila. Yoyim before Laila. Because the first act of creation was Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or. It's the first thing. Vayikra Elohim Lo Yor Yom V'lachoshech Kara Laila. Then later on it becomes Vayhi Erev Vayhi Vayikra. But in the absolute pristine world of the creation of the world, day precedes night. And in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the pristine center of Kedusha, Hayoyim goes before the night. And the Rav explained, that's why the only time that the Rambam entertains Tosefos Yontif is by Yom Kippur. Only time is by Yom Kippur. Because how do we learn out the halach of Tosefos by Yom HaKippur? The Torah writes, Besisha lachodesh v'erev me'erev anerev. Besisha lachodesh v'erev. Does the Torah ever describe Pesach as being the 14th day in the night, the night following the 14th day? No, the Torah says it's what? The 15th. We know that the 15th begins at night. The Torah doesn't say that Sukkot is the 14th, the night following the 14th. It's not the way the Torah describes. Torah describes it as the 15th. So why is Yom Kippur Besisha Lachodesh Ba'erev? On the night following the ninth day. Because once it's set up a most unusual dichotomy of Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur starts on the ninth. And when does the Yom Kippur of the ninth end? When? The next morning. Yom Kippur morning. Then you fast that entire day, and you have to fast into the 11th. That's what we learn. May Erev ad Erev Tishbazu Shabbatchem. You have to extend the fast into the 11th. Why? Because Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKadosh, has to parallel the Makom HaKadosh. And to somehow the arrangement is not the classic 24-hour days which begin at night, but Yom Kippur is a merger of two separate entities. There is a day that starts Besisha Lachodesh and will go until the Erev, until the next morning. And then there is another day that starts on the 10th of the day and ends on the 11th night. May Erev Ad Erev, Tishbus Shabbat Chem. That's why it is Al-Pidin. The Rambam limits Tosefos only to Yom Kippur for that reason. Because the Yom Kippur is the model of the Mikdash. Because it all goes back to creation. If that's the case, let's take one thing at a time. Let's go back to the Rekurkus's Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam said that what? The Rambam said that if I have the meat of the Korban, of the Korban Todah, I can be Mekai in the midst of Simcha at night. Ask the Rekurkus, will we ever find that there's a mitzvah of Simcha at night? The answer is, there is no independent mitzvah of Simcha at night. But what exists at night? It's part of the next day. So if I happen to have eaten the meat of the Korban Todah at night, what will I now have to eat for lunch the next day? I won't have to eat flesh, and I can eat salmon. I can eat salmon for lunch on the first day of Sukkot. Why? Because I on the first day of Pesach, rather. I can eat salmon. Because I already had my meat the night before. The Gemara's quest. So the Rambam is saying that there is, of course, a mitzvah during the day of the first day. And there's a mitzvah during the day of Shmini Atzeres as well. How do I know that? Look at the Rambam. Look at the top Rambam. This is one of the famous Rambams around. One of the most famous Rama Perek Vav Vilchus Yantav Halacha Yitzayim. Shivas Yamin, Shivas Yemei HaPesach, Ushmonas Yemei HaChag, Im Sha'ar Yamin Tovim, Kulam asurim behesper v'tanis. Days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, with the rest of the Yom Tovim. What do you think? Okay, your kid asks you for homework. Hey, Pop, what does that mean? In Shari Yom Tov, what are you going to tell him? Just Shavuos? No. If it's just Shavuos, what did the Rambam just write? The Chag HaShavuot, Atzeres. In Shari Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and what? And Shavuos. Asur behesped the times. V'chayev adam liyos v'hem sameach v'tov leiv hu banav v'ishtal u'b'nei banav v'chol ha'nilzom alav shneva v'samach v'chagev. Af al pi shehasim choho amura kan hi korban shlomin kimo shir onu nivaran b'ilchus chagika. Even though, yes, I acknowledge that part of the dimension of simcha means you have to eat korban shlomin, says the Rambam in one fell swoop. Yesh, bichlal osa simcha lismoach hu ubanav ubnei beito kol echad kiratu ilor.
What did he do with the ach?
What did he do with the ach?
I read the ach.
It's he got rid of it. That's correct. I have no idea. It means to include the 8th day of Shemini Atzeres. I have no idea. He doesn't address it. So how does the Rambam fill say? At night, a man eats regular meat and drinks some wine, even without a korban. Women, you buy them clothing and jewelry. Kids, you buy them candies and things like that. Anything to make your kid happy. Toys, candies, that's the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So the Rambam clearly says that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shemini Atzeres day. So he didn't forget about the Gemara in Pesachim and in Sukkah. What did the Gemara consider? That perhaps there is a separate mechayev of eating korban shlomim at night. A separate chiyuv of the night. The Gemara entertained that for one of two nights. Either the night of Shemini Atzeres, or the night of what? Or the night of what? About, well, our first night of Sukkot. And the Gemara chose that it's going to be the Shemini Atzeres. In fact, where did the Rambam get this business that it includes the day as well? Take a look at our Gemara, Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa. The Rambam obviously had Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa. He did not have our Girsa in the Gemara. Take a look at the Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa. What is the Girsa? Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa is... where is it?
Across the Madli.
Across the Madli. Right. He says, Hasimcha Ches, Hagatzmacha, Shechol Yodav Rishon B'Shabbos, Lishchot Me'erav, Ein Atiyachal, Damar Rav Shem, Shom Shlishchot Me'erav, Ein Akoyetz Me'erav, Shom. Yes, Hilkach, Lo Mishkach Chasol B'Kanach, No, that's not the one that I wanted. Well, it's not the one that I wanted. No, the Hasimcha, the Tanu Rabbanan, the Hayisa Ach Samech, right in the middle of the Taisus Poches Ba'arba, right in the middle of that, in the Rabbeinu Hanan, the Hasimcha, Tanu Hayisa Ach Samech, the Rabbis Yontav Arachon, the Simcha, not Leila Yontav Arachon, the Rabbis Yontav Arachon. That's what it says. So of course the 8th day has. The Rambam doesn't need this business that it's only Leila Yom Tov Achron. You don't even need that according to Rambam. The Chiyuv is to be, have Simcha Shemini Atzeres. Simcha Shemini Atzeres.
If it was at night, it would only be 7 nights.
What?
Either way, at night it would only be 7 nights.
No, what do you mean?
If you delete the first one, you delete the last one, it's only 7.
Correct, but
and
you can have...
says 8.
Correct, there's a way to have Simcha at night as well. As a way to have. You don't have to have meat. But there is a simchat of simchat night. It can be done through other things. That's what the Rambam says. Even if it's not korban, so you'll have you'll buy your wife a new dress. She'll wear it the first night of Yantif. That'll be good. You'll have drink wine first night of Yantif. Yesh bahen l'smoach b'shar dvarim.
But I thought ach still means to be excluded.
That was his question. It's a very good question. What did the Rambam do with the drash of ach? He seems to have totally ignored it. Can I ask that on Rabbeinu Hananel? What did Rabbeinu Hananel do with it? Nothing.
I thought it was Rambam. Isn't Rambam one of the Mepharshim who doesn't like to look for extra meaning when there's extra words? Is he one of those? I thought Rashi is
one
who likes to do that, but
they said No. You can't, they can't make broad general rules like that. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next to Vach. I have yet a Shagas Arye to tell you about his proof from a riff in Brachos that there has got to be a mitzvah of Simcha and Yontif, no matter what this Gemara says at night. Lamrot Hagemara Shalom.
I was asking somebody, how come in the parsha, last week's parsha, how come the Torah has to repeat the dream twice? First it tells you Paro's dream, and then it tells you as he repeats the whole thing over again.
So Rashi
and a couple others, they all